Hello there, keto friends, and welcome to the Protein Priority Keto Podcast. I am your host, nutritionist and obesity survivor, Christina, and I'm here to talk to you all about keto in a way that is hormonally supportive, metabolically protective, and personalized so that you too can achieve your weight loss and your health goals on your ketogenic diet. So let's get into today's episode. Oh, I hope you can tell how excited I am. I missed this. I missed sitting in front of the microphone and creating a podcast, and I'm really happy I decided to bring it back. Welcome to the Protein Priority Keto Podcast. This was the Keto 360 podcast, but I have decided to change the name and resurrect it. I haven't published a podcast episode here since 2018, and I decided not to create a whole new podcast because the episodes that I did are still getting listened to even today, all these years later. So I decided earlier this year, 2023, that I was going to bring back the podcast, and it was for a couple of reasons, and it was mainly driven by the fact that I was getting more and more disillusioned with YouTube. Now, I've talked about this before. I've talked about how since keto and the whole ketogenic community and ketogenic lifestyle became mainstream, we've been facing this onslaught of people who have differing opinions, people who have been well indoctrinated by orthodox weight loss systems of restriction and calorie deprivation and all of that nasty stuff. And I found that with ketogenic diet for health and weight loss, it's a very personal thing and it's a very emotive thing. So when you say something that people don't like, they become keyboard warriors and will often say things that they would not say to you to their face. And I just found that every time I published a video, it was attracting people who were not necessarily like wanting to debate the things I was saying, because I always welcome discussion. And especially when it comes to nutrition and healthcare, we should be talking about the differences and the individuality and the necessity to not follow one specific path and one specific kind of meal plan or way of doing things. But it was more like a personal attack, right? So what was happening was, instead of saying, I don't like what you're saying and here's why I don't agree with your point, it was, I don't like what you're saying and here's why I don't think you personally should be talking about this. What are your qualifications? Who should really, why should we listen to you? You're still overweight, and all of that kind of personal attacks. Like, so I will happily defend my position. I will happily explain over and over again the fact that I have an autoimmune disease. I have had a really stressful year in 2022. I had two major surgeries. I have weight loss resistance as a result, and that's why. And I will happily explain the fact that I am a qualified nutritionist. I am certified in LCHF ketogenic therapies as a therapeutic approach to healthcare. I am a certified diabetes reversal practitioner. I am currently studying towards my master's in human nutrition. I'm happily defending my qualifications. They're all on the wall behind me. Like, if you ever come to any of my live events or you're in any of my programs, you'll see all my qualifications sitting on the wall behind me. You can look me up on the Nutrition Network's practitioner search functionality, and also where I went to university, I'm there as a ketogenic nutritionist practitioner. So I'm happy to argue my qualifications with you. And let's not even go into the fact that I've done this myself. I am in the very unique position of being a nutritionist who has been morbidly obese and who has lost weight and who has struggled with the exact same things as the people that I work with. Right. So there's only so many times that you can repeat this before it starts to wear really thin. And what I was finding was that the attacks were getting more and more personal, and more kind of, you're not really looking at what I'm saying. You're not really trying to argue with what I'm saying. You're trying to tear me down. And I decided that it's just too easy for people on YouTube to go on the attack because it's so anonymous. It's like there's professional trolls out there. So it was really that drove my decision to take what I wanted to share with you and what I wanted to talk about and the things we're going to explore together off of YouTube because of this toxic environment and take it back to my podcasts, because this is like our little corner of the internet. This is our little space where we can come together once a week, have a chat, talk about really important things and talk about anything we want really, because this is our space, without having those trolls that are just trying to make trouble, because it's too much effort with a podcast, right? It's too much effort. There's no one place where you can comment and get reactions and start arguments. If you really want to say something to me, it requires maybe sending me a direct message on social media or sending me an email. Now, I love getting emails from you guys. I love getting messages from you guys. I love hearing your stories. And I think that it helps bring us a little bit closer together if we have this little space that's just ours. And although the podcast is public, it requires a whole other level of commitment to be able to troll on a podcast. I don't know. Maybe if you're the size of somebody like Joe Rogan and his crazy big audience. But I think that because keto and because weight loss and diet and body type and weight and health are all such emotive subjects, that when you have somebody who's feeling very vulnerable and feeling very frustrated and angry, and then you say something that either contradicts something that they believe in or you confirm something that they have feared, it gives that emotive reaction. So that was basically the reason behind my choice for leaving YouTube. It's a huge amount of work to create videos, to edit them, to upload them, and to, you know, create the artwork for them. And one of the other reasons that I decided to move away from YouTube is because of the way that Google and YouTube, obviously Google owned YouTube, but the way that they have changed how YouTube works. So back when I started my YouTube channel, we had such a lovely tight-knit community. We had great conversations. And then as YouTube got bigger and bigger and bigger, they changed how the algorithm works. And now barely 2% of my audience see my videos. You have to go searching for them. And it's like, you know what? I'd rather just get a notification to your phone. There's a new episode of the podcast. And then you can go listen to it whenever you like. You can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it while you're out walking. Whatever it is yourself that you like. Whatever way you prefer. I actually just paused the recording there for a second to take a sip of coffee. And I've burnt my tongue. So if you hear me lisping a little bit, it's because I've now got third degree burns on my tongue because I was not expecting the coffee to be that hot. So do apologize if it has changed the way I'm speaking. My plans for this podcast are going to be a replacement for my YouTube channel. And I know that a lot of you will be unhappy with that decision because you like to see what I'm eating. You like to see maybe my face once in a while. But here's the thing, you can still get access to me that way, okay? If you are on Instagram or you're on Facebook, I do stories a lot of the time, give little snippets of my day, what I'm up to, what I'm eating, and where I am, what I'm doing, where I'm going. And also, I am always hosting or always planning to host live events, and I do that regularly. You can sign up for one of my free classes, get on my newsletter list. You'll literally get an email from me every single week. Sometimes there'll be special events that are only for people who are subscribed to my newsletter, and you'll get that invite that way. And like I said, you can always email me. I'm always happy to receive your emails. So this podcast is going to be our place, our space to discuss the type of keto that we need to do, this protein priority keto, this keto that is metabolically protective, that is hormonally protective, not necessarily just for women. I have men in my keto bootcamp who have these hormonal issues because of restrictive dieting and because of toxic diet culture. And it's time that there is a space in the keto community for people to talk about how to do keto in a way that protects your metabolism, protects your hormones, protects your thyroid, protects your sleep, protects all of those systems that are so important, that do so badly with stress-based weight loss, with restriction-based weight loss, with weight loss that is mired in toxic diet culture. It's time for us to take back that space and start a conversation where men and women around the world who had success on keto until it stopped working because they were following restriction-based diet culture and restriction-based weight loss and the stress-based weight loss have a place to come metabolically recover and start with hormonal-based weight loss, which is wholly different. It's natural appetite suppression without toxic diet restriction. And it's really possible to do it, and we can do it here together. So welcome back to my little corner of the podcast universe. I'm really happy to have you here. Make sure you do subscribe and make sure you allow notifications so that when I publish an episode of the podcast, you will get a notification right to your phone and you can spend a little bit of time with me. Thank you all for your support over the years. Obviously, I am eternally grateful for the community that was built on YouTube. But I think now is the time to move away from it and to really focus on a way to communicate with you, a way for us to be together that's wholly sustainable. Because with the podcast, nobody else controls it. With YouTube, Google control it. They say where how many people I can reach, whereas with the podcast, if you are subscribed, you're going to get a notification about it. So it kind of takes away that control, that algorithmic control that Google have over YouTube, and it takes away the stress and we can just have a conversation and just really help each other out on our journeys and support each other all the way. Like the community that I built was based on from the very beginning. So thank you again, and I'll see you back here next time.